is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Christmas Eve edition of the program, also Saturday night version of the show. So we are here to talk to you about what you want, because, you know, darn it, people still listen to the radio on the holidays. In fact, what better time, in my opinion, to be on the radio and live than on the holidays, because all kinds of people are traveling around. And the fact is, radio is probably the most listened to in the car. So if you're out there listening in tonight, welcome. We are here to take your phone calls about anything. And when I say we, I mean Ian.
And Julia.
Once again, 855-453 is our number. That's toll-free. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Now, the features on the site there, we give them to you. Unlike a lot of those talk shows out there, the big national shows that want to rake in as much money as they possibly can from you, $5, $6, $7, $8 a month is what they charge. We give it all away. And I bet you'll find that Free Talk Live has more for free on our website than many of the pay sites have behind their paywall. But go and see for yourself over at freetalklive.com, and you'll actually see how you can interact with other listeners in a variety of ways. And the main way on the site is to actually allow you to control the site content. So if you find something online that you think is interesting and you would like to share that with other listeners, you just submit it as show prep, and then it pops up on our site. Others can then vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. And those voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site at freetalklive.com. So it's a great way to kind of see what other Free Talk Live listeners think is interesting or fun or important out there on the web. And once again, it's all free, freetalklive.com. Of course, we have, as usual, just a load of stuff to talk about tonight, but the phone lines are open at 855-450-FREE. So to start things out here this evening, there's news about the police going from home to home, entering people's homes with a locksmith. Now, why would they be doing that?
That's disturbing.
Yeah.
I thought you meant knocking on people's doors at first.
Well, I would hope they're knocking before they come in, but all that said, if you're not home, they're coming in. And that is really disturbing. The story is out of WPRI.com. Westerly, Rhode Island, National Grid, which is a power company or a gas company, I think, says technicians are continuing to work on a natural gas outage in Westerly, and that some restorations will be made overnight. This was on Wednesday. 70 technicians will be working throughout the overnight hours to turn the gas back on. But the story goes on to say that they're actually going from house to house and entering people's homes. And apparently they've updated the story since I last looked at it here, that to remove almost all the information about the police coming around. But the original headline was that police were going from home to home and entering homes to shut off the gas because there's some sort of a gas problem. So is that justification for the police to enter your home?
I don't think so. I have a hard time believing that the police wouldn't maybe open some drawers while they were in someone's house and they weren't around. What if somebody had money?
What if somebody had a bong sitting out or
well,
a marijuana cigarette?
Well, there's that too, but I mean, just
what if you're
the thought
hot?
Of anybody, like regardless of police officer, because police officers are people, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're just people with jobs, and some of them are really good guys and some of them aren't. But the thought of somebody walking around in my house because they broke in, basically, when I'm not home and I'm not aware of it, that makes me nervous.
It's not breaking in when they do it, Julia.
But it is breaking in.
You're right. I mean, physically it is breaking in, but the technical legal definition of breaking and entering would probably not apply here. Because
no, I'm sure it doesn't, but I just am disturbed by the concept of anybody being in my home when I'm not there.
Absolutely. Especially people who don't have your best interests at heart. And I realize that some people want to, tell themselves the story about the police and, how they're out there to help us. And it would be great if they really were.
Some of them are, I
right,
think.
Right. I think some of them do the right thing some of the time, but a lot of the time they're doing the wrong thing and they're arresting peaceful people. And as long as the police make it their business to arrest peaceful people, they're scary. and I don't want scary people walking around my house. And the article does have a one little blip. It says, if no one is home at the time when the gas agents come by, the technicians, police officers, along with a locksmith, have been entering homes to shut the valves off. So it's true.
I would say that it's not justified at all, but at the very least, there's somebody else there, the locksmith, present. They're not on their own.
I suppose I see
I'm not saying that makes it right.
Right.
But I would feel ever so slightly more comfortable about somebody being in my home if there was somebody else there on the job.
I wonder what the the reason for that is. I mean, there's probably a good reason for it from the gas company's perspective to go in and shut gas valves off. But what seems strange is why wouldn't they have shutoffs at the street level? Like, for instance, whenever your water gets shut off at your house, usually there's some guy that comes by with a big, it's not like a crowbar, but there's a tool that they have that allows them to get leverage on. Have you ever opened that little, I saw them down in Florida, and I haven't seen them here, but I know they exist.
I know what you're talking about.
We open a little box, and then there's the water comes out of the ground, and there's some piping there. And, well, anyway, you slip this tool around one of the divots there, and you turn it, and you can shut the water off. So why can't they do that with gas? Why do you have to go in someone's house? Toll-free number.
I don't know.
Yeah, toll-free number is 855-453.
Don't they come and fill the gas outside your house?
No, well, some places have natural gas lines running to them. Like the studio here has a natural gas line running into it. So there, you can have a tank outside and fill that with propane or something like that, but there's also delivered gas that literally is there. It doesn't run out unless they run out at the company. Basically. So that's what we're talking about here, where people literally are having the police invade their homes, invade their privacy. And this article doesn't say that the police are confiscating contraband or anything like that, but they're not going to focus on that in an article about a gas outage. I would love to know more about exactly how the police handle this. I mean, it would be one thing if the police went in, shut off the gas valve, and ignored whatever kind of so-called illegal stuff was out in plain sight.
Right.
Because if you don't have a warrant to come in and get that stuff, you're not supposed to be able to charge somebody with a crime. That doesn't mean that they can't take it. That doesn't mean that they can't come across a room full of marijuana plants and then just...
Put your name on a list in 6 months from now.
Well, there's that, too. Yeah.
Come after you.
So
off an anonymous tip.
Yeah. So I find it, I find it pretty disturbing what's going on here, and it's certainly the first time I've ever heard of anything like this. I mean, usually it's maybe after like a natural disaster is when the police come up with excuses to come into people's homes, but I don't even agree with it in that case. It's because I just don't feel safe by these people. I don't feel like they're looking out for me. They're looking out for the state.
I'm curious as to why it had to be a police officer. Like, if this company really felt like they had to enter the home or something bad was going to happen, like, let's say the house is going to blow up. Because that, I mean, maybe at that point in time I want someone entering my house. If my house is going to blow up, right? Mm-hmm. So if this is a legitimate concern and they have the locksmiths, and for some reason the city has said, okay, we're going to enter the house, why does it have to be the police?
Well, I guess because, the other folks are regular folk, the locksmith types and the gas agents, so they can't be trusted to go into the homes. The police are our betters, and they're the ones that, will make sure everything's okay. Because people trust the police, and I don't know why. They are trained to lie to you. The cops, when they're going through their training sessions, they're told that they can tell you lies if they think that telling you a lie is going to get you to confess to something or whatever, admit to some crime, which of course isn't in most cases an actual crime, like possessing a plant, then they're welcome to do that. So you just can't trust what they say, and I certainly don't trust them with my safety, because I know they're looking to put peaceful people in cages, so I don't want them anywhere near me if I can avoid it. Now, that's not to say I'm unfriendly toward the police. I'm friendly toward them. I was threatened by one of them the other day, very nicely. He was very nice about the threat. He threatened me to get off a school campus here in town as we were doing some outreach. And, he was very cordial about it. We had a nice conversation, and we left the campus. It wasn't a problem. But all that said, these people are the ones that are arresting folks, and I don't want them coming through my home, and I don't want them going through my car. There are other stories about them opening people's cars up and leaving notes for them. It's Free Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous SuperTuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your SuperTuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
This just in, WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition, extra live for the weekend, the holiday weekend here, Christmas Eve. Also, we'll be live on Christmas Day as well, and I believe, Julia, you're going to be here on Christmas Day?
Yes.
That's extra bonus, Julia, for you. So you can call us up. It's 855-450-FREE and bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have there. Live listening options, including broadband and dial-up streams, are there. In addition to that, you'll get over a list of over 100 great radio stations that air the show throughout the week. And our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, which we have two channels on XM that on which we appear, and also our webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way as well. Get all the details on how to get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. And one of the ways you can support Free Talk Live is via the Bitcoin. It's the world's first free market peer-to-peer digital cash. And I was having a conversation with somebody last night who's new to the Bitcoin. Had some good questions about it, you know, like, well, it's not backed by anything, so what about that? I mean, normally you guys on Free Talk Live, you're all about having backing behind a currency like gold or silver, and it's not backed by any of those things, so why would you get behind it? And the reason is because Bitcoin is valuable simply because of what it is. It's a decentralized currency that is inflation-proof, and it can't be counterfeited. It's entirely, there's no corporation or government that's behind it. It's an entirely open-source currency. And it's working very, very well. It's allowing people to make anonymous transactions on the internet. And there's so much value in that. There's value in being able to click a button and transfer money from here to halfway across the world for no fees. There's value there. And people are using it. They're finding it useful. They're purchasing things with it. They're selling things for Bitcoins. And therefore, the market has decided that Bitcoin has a value. And the value, of course, changes according to the market and its various fluctuations. You can learn more at weusecoins.com. That's weusecoins.com. And if you want, memorydealers.com is selling physical bitcoins, which is a really kind of unique thing. They make great conversation starters. You can be a part of the currency that's transforming the world and get your bitcoins over at memorydealers.com. That is memorydealers.com. More about police misbehavior in a moment. We go to you and your thoughts. John, listening in Minnesota to WNMT up in the northern part of the state. Hey, John.
Yes, hello.
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, you got to understand we're living in the New World Order. So, but still, we'd be better off to send in a fireman with one of the neighbors, to witness. To turn off the gas if they don't turn it off outside. I don't know why they wouldn't turn it off outside.
I would, yeah, right. Like, why can't they shut it off at the street or outside the house? And also, great point about bring a fireman in. I certainly trust them more than a cop.
That was my first thought, was a fire. Why not a firefighter?
Well, the fireman would be it'd be more his line.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. John, something else you want to share?
No, that's it. It just get used to it. More and more state stuff that we gotta stand up for something or we'll fall for everything.
I heard you. Thank you for the call tonight. Okay. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You know, I trust firemen more than I trust the cops, but on the other hand, sometimes they're all buddy-buddy and, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
If this world that we in which we live didn't have prohibitions on peaceful people doing things that, you know, are only affecting them, you know, like drug use, for instance, then I wouldn't care. If that were it, you know, if I knew the cops were coming into my house to shut off a gas valve and I knew there was 0% chance that they were going to be arresting me for, you know, having a pipe sitting out or something like that, then it wouldn't be as big of a deal to me. But I know that there are households all across this country where peaceful people, productive, responsible individuals live who happen to use marijuana, for instance, one of the most popular drugs in America. Over 800,000 people are arrested every year.
I would say it's the most popular, other than alcohol.
Other than alcohol, and maybe nicotine and caffeine.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is an incredibly popular drug, but it's also something that's going to get somebody put in a jail cell. And well, so I can't, I don't want to be the cop's buddy if I know they're going to throw me in a cage.
Firefighter makes more sense, too, in that it's, you know what I mean? Like, they're prepared for, like, safety issues. You know what I mean? They've got all that gear on them. Like a police officer, I find it weird that that's who they chose to go in. Because I just, like, firefighter, they've got the axe and they've got, you know, they've got equipment that's ready for all different kinds of fires.
Sure.
And so from a safety perspective, which I assume is why they sent the cop in, like, it makes more sense for a firefighter to go in, I think.
Yeah, I mean, what's the cop going to do? Spray the fire with
pepper spray? Yeah.
Yeah. So 855-450-FREE, let's continue. Bill is listening in South Carolina. Bill, where are you at in South Carolina? Bill? Bill in South Carolina. Going once. Bill in South Carolina, going twice. We'll put him back on hold. Maybe he'll come back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. Now, speaking of pepper spray, apparently Fox 13 in Tampa is reporting that Nick Christie, 62-year-old Ohio man, was detained by Lee County Sheriff's Office for being publicly intoxicated. While Christie's wife, this is from Reason.com, while Christie's wife asked that he be taken to the hospital, Lee County cops decided instead to strip Christie naked, tie him to a chair, cover his face, and then pepper spray him repeatedly until he died.
Wow.
Yeah. Now that's compassion for you. Those are the kind of people, those are the kind of people I want taking care of somebody who's publicly intoxicated. Someone who's going to...
You know, I have an uncle.
What?
I have an uncle who's a cop, and... You know, I grew up thinking he was a nice guy, and now I feel bad because I've always known him as a nice guy, but then again, I don't really know him that well, and and he's a cop, and we've actually had some conversations about it recently because he knows how I feel about cops, and you know, he said some things that I thought were pretty awesome. But I noticed that, like, every day, not every day, but a lot, he'll post, like, R.I.P., you know, this cop in somewhere that isn't where he lives. So it's not a cop
brothers.
That... Yeah. And it irritates me because if a person dies, that's sad, right?
Yeah,
what
sure.
does it matter if it's a cop? Has he ever posted RIP this guy? You know, what about this guy who
right.
got killed by a cop? Maybe I'll do that later. RIP this guy.
On his profile,
yes.
I mean? Yeah, you should do that. That'd be hilarious. And also, these are Florida cops, and I know he works down in Florida, so maybe because they're closer to him, they're even more brothers.
It just, I find it irritating. Like, it's sad that a person dies. Why do you only post when cops you don't know die? Because they're a cop? That makes them special?
Great question. 855-450-FREE. We're going to try David in Virginia. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia. David in Virginia. Going once. I guess we're having some phone trouble here tonight.
Hey, hello?
There you are. Go ahead, David.
Yeah. It's good to talk to you. Yeah, I was
going
to make a comment about, you know, that at the meter they have a turnoff valve at the meter.
That's what I would think.
They do, absolutely. I mean, I'm an electrician, and I know I've worked with gas people all the time, and they have a turnoff valve right at the meter. So I don't understand about going in to keep it home.
It is very suspicious to me, and I don't know. I don't get it either. I thank you for the expertise and the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. More about the homicide that Lee County cops down in Florida committed against a 62-year-old man who was publicly intoxicated, tied him to a chair, covered his face, and pepper sprayed him until he died. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live, and your thoughts are welcome.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the door sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand-crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free. The number, 855-450-FREE. Live Saturday edition also. It's Christmas Eve, and we are here. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss, as long as we don't die from smoke inhalation. In the meantime, Luther, who is normally with us on Monday nights when you're on as well, Julia, on a regular basis, I guess made an awesome turducken yesterday for Festivus. We had a Festivus party here in Keene, and unfortunately, he left a bit of detritus on the bottom of the oven. And didn't bother cleaning, like doing a surface clean before he set the oven on one of the self-clean cycles. So right now the Free Talk Live studio is filled with smoke.
Yes.
So do bear with us if you hear us hacking and, just trying to continue breathing. 855-453. It's not a fire. It's just a lot of smoke.
Yeah.
1-855-450-3733. We're talking about the police. They're invading people's homes. In I forget which town it was here, and I can pull that up. But it could be any town. This stuff can happen anywhere because the police can get away with it. It's Westerly, Rhode Island, where they were entering people's homes this week because of some sort of a gas situation. But we just had a guy call in who works in the, as an electrician, he works next to these guys every day. They've got outside shutoff valves. Why do they have to go inside someone's home?
It seems like it wouldn't make any sense for there not to be a way to shut it off just in case, like, you needed to shut it off and someone wasn't home.
You could say that if you shut it off outside, that when you turn it back on, the pilot lights would be off, and so therefore the homes would fill with gas. But you could just coordinate when you turned it back on with the homeowner, couldn't you? Couldn't you just, get in touch with them and say, hey, we're going to turn your gas back on if you're home. That way you can make sure the pilot, we'll be there to light your pilot lights and all that. So it still doesn't make sense. A little bit of communication with the people that live there would solve the problem. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. And if you can't communicate with that person, if like they're not answering their phone or they're not responding to knocks on the door after the situation's been remedied, then you just don't turn their gas back on until you can get back in touch with them. I mean, they're going to call you eventually and say, hey, my pilot lights are out. And you could say, well, we tried calling you. There was an emergency. We had to shut your gas off. We'd be happy to come back by and turn them back on. Just a little customer service wouldn't be a problem. So 855-450-FREE is the number here. Paul is listening. Paul, where are you calling from, Kentucky?
Yeah, I'm in Kentucky now. I'm a truck driver, so I'm on my way up to Massachusetts.
And you are listening via XM, so you're listening to Extreme Talk this weekend. What's on your mind tonight, Paul?
Well, I was just calling. Well, first, say Merry Christmas to you guys.
Thank you.
I was calling about the police thing you were talking about. I just celebrated my 27th birthday, and I'm as a truck driver, I did it in Indianapolis. And I was downtown, and as the bars closed, you know, everyone's had a few drinks, and you go to leave, and then, I have to pee. Everything's closed, so I go up to talk to a police officer, and I'm like, I don't even get 3 feet from him before he says, walk away, I'm busy. You know, I didn't even get one word out edgewise, and he's telling me to leave. So I said, I have one question, officer. I'm not from around here. Where can I go pee? He says, you've got 3 seconds to walk away before I take you to jail. I mean, whatever happened to protection, sir? A simple question, a simple answer. And he's like, I'm busy. You got 3 seconds before I take you to jail. And it's just
incredible.
He's not too busy to take you to jail?
Right. Yeah.
And he wasn't busy. He was standing on a corner observing. He wasn't doing any traffic stuff. He wasn't doing anything. He was just standing around watching everybody leave. And you should be able to go up and talk to somebody and say, hey, I'm not from around here. Where can I go to do this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one of those kind of common things that you always saw in the movies, at least, of people being able to get information from the police. And, back in the old Andy Griffith days, it probably wouldn't have been a problem. But now with the militarization of the police and the constant, basically criminalizing of regular people's behavior, they've been trained to look at the rest of us as this underclass of little serfs that must be controlled. And it's not a mission of public service. It's not a mission of assistance. It's a mission of let's crush people and let's get as many dollars out of them as possible.
I couldn't agree more. There was a guy who got thrown out of a club for wearing flip-flops because they had a dress code. And when he got on the outside of the club, he got put in handcuffs for drunk in public and taken to jail because the bouncer pointed to him and said, get rid of him. I mean, you can't even go out. I mean, of course you're going to be drunk in public. You're leaving a bar from a downtown place. I mean, how do you not leave drunk in public?
Yep, that reminds me of the time when they were arresting people in Texas for that, where they would go into a bar and they would observe people and they would determine that they were drunk in public or whatever and just arrest people. It was crazy. It's just crazy.
What determines, what is the line for drunk in public?
Good question. I have no idea, but there certainly are public intoxication laws in lots of cities around this country, which gives the police the reason and the excuse to approach anybody that they want to, determine that they are too drunk to be out in public, and then what they call PC them, protective custody, take them to a jail for up to, I believe, 72 hours. And
72 hours? Nobody's drunk that long.
I could be wrong about that. It may be 24, but that's it. They can just do it. And then there's no charge. It's just protective custody. You haven't been charged with anything. There's no court case. It's just we're taking you for your own good, according to them.
That's better than charging them with something,
I suppose. But it would be nice if you were charged with something.
It'd be better if they took you home and put you in your bed.
But if you were charged with something, at least you could go in front of a jury, perhaps, and have a trial. In this case, you're just in and out, and then, they're taking away a day of your life. Hey,
yeah,
thanks.
In my case, as a truck driver, no matter what, if it is just, for my own protective custody because I'm supposedly too drunk, I lose my job. There's no questions asked. I mean, that's why when he said, you have 3 seconds, I had no choice but to walk away. I mean, if I get arrested, that's it. I'm done.
Right, and look at what happens with the cops when they're drunk. There was a story. You mentioned Indianapolis. I remember there was a story out of Indianapolis about a cop who was driving drunk, basically, on the job, and they caught him red-handed at it. Because, he crashed, I think, is what he did.
Oh, gosh.
And I don't think they ever did anything to that guy. I'd have to double-check on that story. Maybe some of our indie listeners are listening tonight. But frequently when the cops get caught being drunk, it's a cover-up. they cover for each other, and then that's it. You know, case closed. They shove it under the rug and expect everybody to forget about it. Paul, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and sorry to hear that that happened. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But there's two sets of rules. There's one set of rules for them, and then there's the rest of us. Let's go to Jen, listening in Utah. Jen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
Hi.
Hey, Jen, what's on your mind?
Well, actually, my husband's an officer, and there are two sets of rules for them, and they actually have to abide to a higher standard.
The what's that supposed to mean?
People that you, they are held to a higher standard of the law.
Really? So, when like, if the cops officer, were to beat somebody, they'd actually be held responsible for it?
Yeah.
Well, that's nonsense, Jen. It's nonsense. We've been doing this show for almost a decade, and there has never been a shortage of police abuse stories where the police investigators, so-called, come back every single time, 99 times out of 100, and determine that the police officer was completely within the right for beating somebody within an inch of his life, or for shooting a man in the back with his his hands cuffed, or for, you know, you fill in the blank, arsoning someone's home. I mean, there's so many different examples of this. Police stripping down women with no female officers around, you know, there's never any punishment for these people. There's no higher standards for them. That's a joke.
I'm not looking at the statistics of the officers that are actually in prison, and there's just as many that are in prison for those things.
I would love to see those statistics because I don't believe you at all.
Yeah, wait, can you send those statistics along? It'd be great. I'd love to see those too.
You can actually get onto the Utah Department of Corrections.
Well, why don't you do that, and then you can send that on over to Julia, JuliaFreeTalkLive.com,
yep.
I think that would work. And we'd love to take a look at how many officers there are in prison. I realize it's true that from time to time, one officer might cross another officer, and, you know, for instance, there's, like, you know, cops that will come out and out other police for being corrupt, and then they'll target the cops that outed the other police for being corrupt, and they'll come up with charges to put them in prison.
Maybe
I've seen stories like that.
The Utah police is not like any other police force in the country.
Maybe, Jen. So Julia's email, julia@freetalklive.com. You are welcome to send those statistics. I'd love to see them. Thank you for the call. Bunch of nonsense. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free
line.
That's
what the cops tell themselves.
Right. The police are protected beyond belief. They are completely irresponsible. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can dial in toll free. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and we're here. It's not New Year's yet. That's next week. But we will be here on New Year's Eve, and we're going to be here Christmas Day, and it's Christmas Eve right now. So we're here to take your calls, 855-450-FREE. The police are the subject of discussion, but you can always bring up anything you want via the toll free number, 855-450-3733, and get your liberty message to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out and let your voice be heard over at LibertyStickers.com. Plus, Liberty Stickers also can make some bumper stickers for you. So, I mean, they already have a huge selection of some really catchy stickers. But if you want to create your own, or maybe you've got a business and you need to do some bumper stickers or an organization, they can help you with that as well. LibertyStickers.com. So, Julia, we've been just for fun. The last lady we had on the show called with an absolutely preposterous suggestion that she's the wife of a cop, and that she understands that the police are held to a higher standard, and that we should just check the Department of Corrections website in Utah for proof that there's all kinds of cops in jail.
And thinking about that statement, why would a state, like, because this is an official state, corrections website, why would it say how many police officers were in jail? Like, usually on these corrections websites, like the Cheshire County one has a list of all the inmates in jail, but it doesn't tell you what they do for a living. It just has a list of their names.
Right, and so, why would they have, like, a... And we asked the lady to send an email to, you know, show us this information, which, of course, she won't do, because it doesn't exist. But, you know, why also would they have a list of... I mean, if they had a list of, like, all the people in jail and their occupations, which would be preposterous, then... Why would they also have a list of, well, look, here's all the police officers we're so proud
really,
to put in jail?
Yeah, that doesn't really say good things about your police department.
Right.
Like, they're all so corrupt, we had to put them in jail. Like, trust us.
Yeah, exactly. They're not going to do that. From a PR perspective, it would be crazy for them to do that.
And I'm sorry, but that, I have a lot of sympathy for her, because all I can think is that this is what her husband tells her so that she can sleep at night about what he does for a living.
Mm.
Because... I mean, I'm sorry, but everybody knows that they're held to a lower standard. Like, to make that claim that they're held to a higher standard is ludicrous. You have to be living in a total dream world.
Anytime you see the police, all you have to do is observe how they behave. They speed. They get away with it. They have what they call professional courtesy, where if a cop sees another cop breaking the law, they just, breaking some stupid ordinance like speeding, they just ignore it. They look the other way. Or even if they pulled a cop over and they didn't notice their little thin blue line gang sticker on the back of their car, then when they come up to the window, they'll just tell them, show them their police ID or their badge, and that'll be a get out of traffic ticket free. I mean, that's not a higher standard.
It would be nice. If I don't even think they should be held to a higher standard. Just the same standard would be nice.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's go to someone else in Utah. Doug is there listening to KOAL Price. Hey, Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening. How are you? Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, Doug. Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I listened to Jeff make that comment regarding police being held to higher standard. And we do have really good law enforcement here in Utah. I've noticed that, like in any organization or any affiliation, there are bad apples. And I've had a lot of encounters, not that I'm a major criminal or anything like that, but I've had some issues with spouses and stuff like that. And we're treated fairly as police officers. Actually, in my area that I've noticed, tend to do their job quite well. Fairly, I do notice that they lean a lot more towards the female side of things if they can. But all in all, the law enforcement in Utah does a very fine job.
Well, when you and say they do a fine job,
they get run out of their post real fast if they're found to be corrupt.
Well, it's an interesting claim. And maybe Utah is a different world, but in the rest of
in essence, it is.
Well, it must be, because in the rest of the world, the police are almost completely unaccountable. I myself just this week had an encounter with a sheriff's officer at the courthouse who assaulted me, and he assaulted me. It's the second time he's assaulted me in a couple months. He also came at me with his fist clenched and threatened me, and attempted to come after me. And this man
is inexcusable. I understand.
He's a loose cannon. But just to give you an example, people have complained about this guy before, and nothing is ever done. So in most cases, the corruption in the police departments rises through the ranks, and we've had police officers call to tell us this, former cops, not from Utah, but former cops who've called in to tell us that when they were on the squad, that they saw the most corrupt, the worst officers being promoted. And so when you've got a situation where corruption is kind of systemic throughout the entire organization, then you've got a major problem on your hands where they're protecting each other.
This is true, but if you want to go that route, you can go through the national government system. You can go through anything that is.
Have you actually ever tried that?
Money.
Have you ever actually ever tried to do that?
Good luck.
Right, well, that's exactly it. So it's one thing to say, well, if you have problems, you can just go to the feds. And I'm sorry, I don't think that the system is a very effective method for fixing the broken system. But I get where you're coming from, Doug.
It's broken all the way around. Yes.
I'm glad we can agree on that much.
If those guys have a very tough job and they see a lot of stuff that's kind of mortifying every day, and so you kind of get it. I can see where they might get a little callous to it and maybe go overboard at times.
I can see that too.
All in all, they do a pretty good job, and it's a very tough job.
Right. I can see that when somebody's dealing with difficult people, that it can be easy to let, if you just had a really tough time with somebody, it can be easy to let that affect your mood for the rest of your day.
Right.
But that's not an excuse for it, right? See, I used to work in retail, and if I had a bad customer who was treating me like garbage, that doesn't give me an excuse to treat the next customer through the door like garbage. I need to put a smile on my face and treat that person like, they're a brand new person and they're not that same person that I was just speaking with. So it is no excuse. And Doug, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Apparently Utah, the magical land of
nice cops.
Nice cops and no corruption, or very few, very little.
Maybe it's the Mormons. I used to be a Mormon, and I got to say, when I lived in Idaho, there was a very nice Mormon community, and they would like come and help paint. I remember once they helped us paint our house. Mm. So maybe it's these same Mormons that are police officers, and they're just really nice guys.
Yeah, maybe so. Let's go to Tom listening in Maine, because the rest of the country, we've got a really crappy situation. Let's talk to Tom. You're listening to WGAN out in Portland. Hey, Tom.
How you doing? I don't know if there's a connection, but 75% of all the police forces in this country belong to the Teamsters Union, which was a union organized by criminals, infiltrated by criminals to this day. Okay, and police forces, their union contracts allow them to take steroids and whatnot, performance enhancing, all that stuff, and it, you know, creates obviously rage. There's no doubt about it. Medical.
Well, that's quite an allegation that it would say that in their union contract. I don't know if I believe that.
It doesn't use those words, but they're allowed to. It's not like in they're not tested for. You know, you see these cops,
yeah.
And most of them don't have any necks. They look like middle linebackers.
Right. They're going to look the other way. I mean, that's for sure.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's they don't have mandatory drug testing like a guy that works for $12 an hour at the machine shop does. You know what I mean?
I would say, because I work with union contracts, and I would not be surprised if it said in a police union contract that they weren't allowed to be drug tested, that was somehow like a violation of their right.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, the Teamsters, like I said, founded by criminal scumbags, and now the scumbags wear badges.
Well, right. And you know, if, just to back this up, there was a police trainer that we've talked to in person. Like, he's the real deal police trainer guy. That's what he did. And he quit being a police trainer because he was so frustrated with the quality of the recruits these days, because the policing being turned into a military kind of style organization is attracting the kind of military-minded person, the kind of person who is just going to take orders. They're not going to question them. They're going to crack heads if necessary. They're going to do whatever it is that they're told to do. And he said that it was really frustrating because he said maybe like 10% of the recruits were actually should have been there. Like the rest of them were all bad news, were all what he called, a lot of them were badge heavies, which is kind of a term that suggests that they want to wield their badge around and, you know, basically use that to protect them from any kind of responsibility for their actions of hurting people and abusing people. And he saw this at the recruiter level. I mean, we've had so many cops make these observations over the years that the police is corrupt. I had somebody I knew who was a New York police detective, and he told me every single cop on the force that he knew was corrupt. So, I mean, you know, when you hear the police telling you that they're corrupt, when someone calls from Utah and says, oh, yeah, everything's fine out here, it just sounds absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, up here in Kennebunk, we had a woman, a mentally ill woman, wave a broomstick at a cop. And from 2 feet away, he shot her in the chest.
Good Lord.
You know, and it's like like you said, they said, oh, it was justifiable shooting.
Right. All they have to say is, oh, he was scared for his life. That's all they have to, oh, my God, I was scared for my life. I had to shoot that woman. She could have been holding a blade or something. I couldn't tell what it was.
They got the broomstick. They got the broomstick, and they still said that. And all the, I mean, he could have, like, just probably wrestled her to the ground.
He could have.
If he had to shoot her in the leg. He was only 2 feet away.
Absolutely, Tom. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. More coming up. Time for you at 855-453. Hour 2 next. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.